We're joined here in the media center with Antron Brown, who is the number one qualifier for Top Fuel. He raced his dragster to a pass of 3.713 at 329.42 miles per hour, setting the elapsed track record on Friday afternoon. Antron, this is your first number one qualifier of the season and at your home track. How's it feel?
Oh, it feels great. For one, it feels great to be home. Two, just to be around the family, friends, and all these crazy NHRA Mel Yellow fans. And out here having a good time, you know. I mean, my voice is a little bit gone. My voice is gone because I've been talking way too much. But the one thing of it is that I'm just trying to take it all in right now, because this race has always had a special place in my heart to come out here, Raceway Park. I remember I came out here watching my dad and uncle race and working on their cars, chipping my knuckles up, doing the air pressure, sliding out, changing transmissions, doing all the things that you do, like, you know, as a kid. And to be out here racing Top Fuel and being like the people I used to look up to, like Joe Amato, one of our hometown boys, and like from like the Larson family, and then from Manzo, and then watching people like Bob Carpenter. A lot of people don't remember him, but he's my pro side bike legend, local hero. And to be out here doing what I'm doing is just, it's unreal. I'm dreaming, I'm loving it, but yet we're still making some waves, and we're just chasing that dream to try to compete for another championship. And this is a race that really catapults us and gets us to where we need to be, because this is the halfway point through the regular season, and we really start catching our stride, and we want to come off with a win here and do well so it can take us through to the countdown for the championship. That's always been our goal at this race, and if we can do well here, it really sets up some momentum to hit the rest of the races that we have left. Good. Absolutely. Well, if you look at it, and you know, Blake's been out here in funny cars, so he's no stranger to the fuel ranks. But I mean, he's chasing that dream. And I remember being in the exact spot he's at, just out here on this vehicle and in that vehicle, and is trying to make ends meet and is tracing and pushing. So when we go for that first round, tomorrow the heat is going to be the equalizer. It will be the equalizer. You saw a lot of the good cars can't go down the racetrack, and the other cars are going down the track and they're running mid-80s, which can get the job done tomorrow. So our main focus tomorrow is that we're not going to take anybody lightly, especially not Blake first round. We want to get past that first round so it can set us up for the rest of the day, because tomorrow's going to be tricky. It's going to be the first hottest temps that we have ran all year. Like today was a teaser of it, and tomorrow's even going to be worse. So we just got to prepare, and we just got to go out there and be efficient and execute tomorrow. That's our main focus and game plan right now.
See any indication this early which lane's going to be the third lane?
Actually, right now, I think all the lanes are running well. If you look at it, Funny Car ran 95-95. Me and Torrance went down side by side. I ran a 78. He ran an 80. Right now, the lane choice, you can pick whatever you're more comfortable with, but you won't never know until you get out there tomorrow in case somebody oils one down or the sun's on one side or more or the other. And it will change tomorrow the hotter it gets. But right now, I think the lane for choice is going to probably be the one that has the best starting line tomorrow. And right now, they're both looking good, but tomorrow will tell.
Antron, when you were here racing bikes with Angel, and you would hear the fuel cars, which you could hear in the next county,
yes.
At what point did it enter your mind, I'd like to try that?
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. It all... Wow, that was sweet. I'll tell you one thing is that it always has been a dream of mine, and has been no secret. I was hooked on the nitro classes as I was a little kid. That's what drew you to a sport, because you always wanted to be the kings of the sport, the fastest, the quickest. But the thing about it is, when I was growing up, I was racing bikes, like, I never thought that I could be where I'm at. You know what I mean? Because my family were sportsman racers. We didn't come from the nitro category from the 50s or 70s like a lot of these other guys were doing, where they evolved and they passed the torch down to their siblings. I mean, like, not their siblings, but to their kids. And, man, I mean, when I got the opportunity with David Powers at the end of 07, that's when it became a reality for me. And you know, I was racing bikes with the U.S. Army. I learned one thing from all those Army soldiers and from the Army mottos and the creeds is that you never sell in life, and you never stop. And I never gave up hope. It took me 7 years of my pro stock bike career to get where I'm at. But I tell you what, that struggle and all that stuff was well worth it.
Best of luck tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you.